Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Give me a second eye.
Charlie Puth, watch out. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're going? Great. Yeah, welcome back to this fucking shit show called Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I, guys, day one of Wellbutrin, very excited to report back later. If you guys want to never miss an episode again, make sure you subscribe where you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch this happen, for some reason, youtube.com/Chris. Video episodes, baby. It is Friday, September 17th. And I said that like it was maybe... Who is Skyping? I'm sorry. Do you have something you need to be doing? I mean, do people even use Skype? Skype isn't 6 feet under after missing just like the absolute perfect opportunity for a renaissance.
It was a Teams call.
Oh my God. Well, fuck the team. Oh my God. Are they hot though? Maybe I want to. So what's going on? Oh, okay. So this is the first episode back after posting the Britney episode and then the Justin Bieber Molly episode. But in the, what was it? The Justin Bieber Molly one, I like talked about my mental health and all of that. And I was just talking about how the show feels like stale to me because I come in and just do the same fucking thing. And I'm not really the one who's like listening to the pod. I mean, I am. Shut up, Chris. But anyways, we heard positive feedback, which is a fucking crazy thing to receive from the internet. Like actual criticism that you can act upon. But we are cutting the free-for-all. I said, fuck a free-for-all. No, we all watched me struggle just every week trying to read. So I feel like we're just going to have it be more personal anecdotes. I don't know why it took me how many episodes? 13? To finally realize that I should probably talk about myself rather than the world. No, I think that when there are things that are going on in the world, I will talk about them in this segment. But I think to have such a structured, I'm Tom Brokaw, it's like, what are we doing here? So yeah, there's no more free for all. It's just going to be kind of like a catch up at the beginning of the episode. And then we'll get into everything else that's the same. oh my God, I was just in Italy, bitch. I had a secret project for a little bit of time, but then my mom's birthday was like pretty much near that, and it was a huge birthday, and I was like, wait, mom, let's do something with this. So we spent a lot of time just on our own outside, just, you know, we didn't really do the whole, like, we went to Florence and didn't see like the David statue or like all that shit, because I was like, I'm not sitting in a fucking museum. That's too much for me. But it was so, oh my God, it was so fucking crazy just to like remember, one, that there's like a whole world out there, And as someone who did not leave their house for like a year and a half, it was just wild to like really remember that there's a world out there. And this is also fucking, everyone's gonna be like, maybe go back to the news, please. But oh my God, I fucked up my neck and back. Pussy and crack were fine. My neck and back were destroyed. I think the beds there are just so different. And so I had to get a massage that, I don't even think I can tell this story on YouTube without this video getting taken down. You guys will hear about it in some capacity, this massage. All I'll say is I was asked at the end if I wanted a happy ending. And I said no, because I was meeting my mom for dinner right afterwards. And then she told me that she thought I had scoliosis. And I was like, well, that's not the happy ending I was looking for. So, well, I do have slight scoliosis, according to the chiropractor I saw before the pandemic. So I can only imagine how much worse it's gotten. Maybe I've upgraded to full-blown just scoli. We could only hope. What else? Oh, my God, I ate so much gluten, and it was fine. It was fine. I mean, no, it wasn't fine. My poop was, like, straight-up rain on me tsunami. But, like, I didn't have the pain that I have when, and a lot of people told me that that was going to be the case. Like the gluten in Italy is like, it's built different. And it really was. And I had pasta for every meal. I had a drink starting at like 11:30 a.m. every day. I was just really living my like eat, pray, love. And then, oh my God, I was doing a crossword on the way home from Italy. And it was like so-and-so's destination for eat, pray, love. I had no idea that actually took place in Italy.
What?
The Eat, Pray, Love movie? Yeah. I don't know why I thought that took...
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah. Do you really think that that's a shock that I've seen or read either? I mean, based off how the news seemed, you should have eliminated the reading possibility, I mean, before you even started talking. No, I thought... For some reason, I thought it started in India.
Oh, it does. She travels all over.
God, that sounds like the opposite of an Eat, Pray, Love. I'd just be praying. That's something I hate is traveling. But I'll get into that later. And I also, this is probably the biggest update. This is like, clearly I have so much ADHD. Well, Butrin said that it would help me focus. And I'm like, bitch, where? I didn't smoke weed. Ring the alarm. I didn't smoke weed for 10 days. And I figured this would be a good time to take a break. Like, I'll obviously be preoccupied. And then also I was like, you'll probably be drinking at 11 a.m., which I was, and you'll have no problems falling asleep. And I also brought ZQL, but that's my only problem of why I can't stop is because I need to sleep. And if I don't smoke before bed, it is like game over. Well, no, it's like game very much not over. The game is still going. But oh my God, I got back and I haven't been like craving it. I haven't been like, I need a like, I'm having an identity crisis big time. But yeah, I didn't feel like I needed it the way I need it, like on a day-to-day basis when I'm like working or dealing with annoying bitches such as myself. It was just like, I was like in vacation mode. So it really was just kind of, I didn't feel like I needed it, which was great. And I feel different now. I'm like, I'm present. That's why they call it a gift. It's okay. That's a great time to stop. I am so sorry to interrupt this episode, but I have to thank the sponsor. Oh, I thought you were telling me to stop with the accent. I was like, okay, I get it. Anyways, I want to thank the sponsor of this episode, which is Surfshark VPN. We have worked together a whole lot. And if you do not know, Surfshark VPN keeps your online identity safe by encrypting all of the information sent between your device and the internet. And it also allows you to swap the real location of your device with a new one, aka changing your IP address. Pow! Like I said earlier, Surfshark is amazing for protecting your data when you are on public Wi-Fi or just anywhere that's not a Wi-Fi that you have set up. It keeps all your data, pictures, videos, everything. Just lock and key. Now, because Surfshark has over 3,200 servers in 65 countries, when I was in Italy, for example, it came in clutch because obviously when I was on Netflix, none of the shows that I watch when I'm in America were available. But then I used Surfshark and I was like, beep, 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 psych. Like nothing ever happened. Thank you, Surfshark. Now, if you listening want to try out Surfshark VPN for yourself, they are offering 83% off plus 3 free months when you click the link in this description and use code CLEMENS. As always, Surfshark has a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you're not satisfied, you can get it back. And also, I want to point out probably the most important fact. You can have an unlimited amount of devices on one account. My favorite fucking feature. Amen. Thank you so much to Surfshark once again for working with me. And guys, click the link in the description and use code Clemens. Mwah. Oh, back to the show. Should we just get into the hot box?
Yeah, well, I'm curious. Does that mean you haven't smoked since you got
No. I like fully took edibles last night. Thank you, though. No, I mean, listen, I'm not like Mother Teresa here. Okay, I mean, God is not giving the biggest battle to his strongest soldier. Like, that is not what's happening. But, oh, yeah, I mean, I've definitely come back. But, like, it's not... I will say... Just get right into a vent right now. I thought that that first hit was going to be so much different. I thought it was... I even avoided taking edibles on the plane from... Because I landed in New York and then had to get on a plane to LA for my 16 and a half hour travel day. And I was like, oh, I'll have edibles for the plane ride to LA. And then I was like, no, you should wait until you get home to have a joint and really experience that. And I was like, okay, letdown of the fucking year. It was just like, I will say though, that first edible that I had back after 10 days, I thought there was an earthquake. I like fully thought my bed was shaking. And then I tweeted and everyone was like, nope, no earthquake. And I was like, cool. That's fucking sick. So that was fun, I guess. But yeah, that's all the news I have from my life, I feel. Is there anything else you guys think I should share? You have any dirt on me? No. Let's get right into the hot box.
You took your dog to the vet?
I don't want to recount that. That was already at 6:30 this morning. Yeah, it's time for the hot box, which is the portion where you guys can call in. And we've kind of turned this into like an ask me anything. And then... if we want to kind of tailor it, it'll be on the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram as well as my own, which is Chris Clemens. But you can call in to 310-844-6459. And I honestly am getting that number pretty memorized. And you can ask me anything. It can be my opinion on things. Don't make it fucking boring of like, what is your favorite weed? How much weed do you smoke? Like, oh my God, I am more... of a person than just the my marijuana addiction / consumption. Okay, guys, do we get good ones?
Yeah, I but there were a lot that was the question.
Ugh, guys, come on, like ask me. I don't know. Okay, I'm not the one coming up with the questions here. All right, let's.
People mostly either ask.
I'm like already nervous. I'm like twitching with my fingers. I'm like, holy shit.
Some of them are like ask you anything, like your opinion on something. And cool. Then some is people asking for advice.
I'm down for that. But yeah, advice. Just, yeah, I like it. I like this being an ask me anything because it almost reminds me of like interviewing people on the street, which obviously this is the complete opposite scenario. But like it's nice to like be able to like be prompted and not know what I'm getting and shut up, Chris, and just listen to a phone call. I hear you all.
Hey Chris.
Hey.
It's Haley.
Hi Haley.
Love you.
Love you.
My question is,
what is it?
Do you think you would be able to have a baby and be a good dad? Because I am nannying for my niece right now. Like she's rolling around licking blocks.
Ugh.
And ugh. I'm realizing day by day how insane it is to have a child.
Oh my God. I was literally.
So I don't know if I will be having children in the future, but she's kind of crazy. She's giving me like this eye, like she could scream at any moment. So yeah, that was my question. Love the podcast. Love ya.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye, Haley. Well, I was going to have a whole video for Instagram, but I'm actually pregnant with my second child. Here's the montage video. No. I had this actual thought, because I always thought, like, yeah, it would be so fun to have a kid. Like, honestly, I think the way I think about it is the same way probably Kylie Jenner thinks about, like, Stormy. I'm like, to have a mini-me, like, that sounds so funny, but I understand it's, like, a real life. So I actually had this like thought when I was on the plane home. There was a toddler crawling up and down the aisles. Wait for it. The parent chasing it, clapping. Like as if my baby crawls on an airplane floor, It's one with the air now. I am not taking that home. That is repulsive. We're fucking 300 people have all walked their dirty ass shoes that has stepped in dog piss and like loogies. You're telling me your 1 year old is gonna crawl up? No, the fuck it's not. It's not mine.
I feel like a 1 year old is probably dirtier than like an airplane floor. Like a 1 year old's like,
oh my god, yeah, because it's a 1 year old plus airplane floor. Ugh. So I also have that, like, I want kids, maybe just one, but I then think about all the germs and like the interference with my OCD, and I'm like, I don't think so. But no, I think I could rise to the occasion. I feel like a kid really changes you for the better. That's what Kylie told me. So, yeah, I'd probably still like want to have a kid.
What do you think is like a good age to have a kid?
Oh God, I don't know. Like whenever you're ready, whenever you can have one, like and support it. I mean, if you ask me, I'd be like 40, because like that's when I'm like gonna be hopefully just like chilling. But then it's like you're 40 with a kid, and then you're like that parent at graduation who's like 900. Like, oh, here you go. No offense, but.
Or they think it's like your grandfather.
Ugh, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. You take your child out to dinner, and it's like, are they fucking? Or. You're like, oh my God, no way. I would love to have a kid young, just because, like, I feel like you can have so much more energy still. Like, I'm already so tired just dealing with me. Like, and then to add an actual child? Oh, God. No. So, I don't know. That answered nothing. Thank you.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. You sound so familiar.
My question is, what would be a body part that you would not mind losing? Like, if you just woke up one day and it fell off, you wouldn't, you know, have any missing of that item? Like, you wouldn't feel sorrow towards that body part, you know, what would be the one body part that you wouldn't care if you lost? All right. Love you. Love your show.
I don't think I heard the main part of that question, which is which body part, bye, which body part would I, what?
Would you not mind losing?
Oh, like honestly, my feet, just because I think feet are gross, but then obviously there's like a whole walking dilemma. A body part, like, that if it just fell off my eyes, I've seen enough. There we go. No, but
like a toe?
Like,
no, yeah. That's not a, like, oh, like not a full part. Limb, I think, is what he was saying.
He didn't say a full limb, bitch. Okay.
Then pinky toe, yeah.
Yeah, pinky toe. I mean, that already almost came off when I think I've told this fucking story even on here when we were fighting, my brothers and I were fighting after Spy Kids and I broke my pinky toe because my older brother jumped on me. So my pinky toe, final answer.
Okay. I'm just going to make this one real cute, real quick, to the point.
I love this.
Nicki Minaj and
don't love this.
The vaccine situation that's going on Twitter right now. Like, thoughts, please. Thanks. Love the show. Love the chaos. Yeah,
thank you.
Love that I have the middle kid case on my phone right now. Anyway, bye.
Period. Go buy it on Caseify. The Nicki Minaj vaccine. I wish someone would take her goddamn phone right now. Here's the thing. So Nicki Minaj tweeted that, what was it, like her friend or someone she knew got the vaccine in Trinidad and their testicle is ginormous and now he's impotent. Oh, I don't even know what that means. What is that? You're infertile. Okay, well, so then that caused, he was going to get married, and then that caused the wife to leave, and it's like a whole thing. I quote tweeted this and said, like, I love you, Nicki, but I hate this. Like, she was saying how someone got COVID and had mild symptoms, and, like, it wasn't even that bad. And I just think the whole thing, like, I understand and love the idea of people having their own point of view and own opinion and standing by that. But when that opinion is aligning with the fact that people are dying from misinformation from the vaccine, that's a huge problem. And someone like Nicki Minaj, who is one of the biggest female rappers, let alone people on the planet, that to me is just insane. And then to fucking tweet about Tucker Carlson. Is that his name? Tucker Carlson? Mm-hmm. It sounded so wrong, but I don't really, he doesn't cross my mind that much anyway. She tweeted about him supporting her point as he's fucking vaccinated and racist. Oh my God, it blows my mind. But then, hit the whoa. I heard earlier today, actually, that, okay, so she tweeted this because she was, you had to be vaccinated to go to the Met Gala. She wasn't at the Met Gala. But, am I allowed to say this? Whatever. Nikki, listen, Nikki, Nikki was like my, one of my like, oh, and like we're figuring it out. But apparently her husband, it's not apparent. He is what, a registered sex offender? Yeah, I'm getting it now that he's a registered sex offender. There are three schools around the Met. And I think that is the real reason she wasn't able to go is because with him, schools. Ugh. So she came out as an anti-vaxxer, I guess. I don't know. But that to me is literally insane. I'm pretty sure if you have a swollen ball, it's probably an STD. Like, and that's my theory, is that it's an STD. And the wife was like, later, you're cheating on me, and called the wedding off.
The yes. health minister of Trinidad came out and said that there have been...
He too has a big ball.
There have been no record of anyone having a swollen testicle in relation to getting the COVID vaccine.
Oh my God, the motherfucking tea. So the person who had the swollen ball didn't even get vaccinated?
Okay. It's unclear. All there is that there's no record anywhere in Trinidad.
Or like, dare I say the world? Is that even, like, I have not heard. I feel like if someone had a fucking testicle that inflated, that would be all over the news. Are you kidding me?
There's more evidence that COVID causes issues within people's testicles than the vaccine does.
Wow, I can't believe we've said the word testicle as many times as we have this early in the day. It's really kind of arousing. Yeah, I don't know. It's extremely disappointing as a barb. It's extremely disappointing. And it's also kind of disturbing to see all of the diehard fans that just blindly support people, because I think blind support is a disease. Racism is a virus worse than COVID. I don't know why I keep saying that. Sutton from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this one. I don't know why it cracks me up so much. Anyways, yeah, I think it's disappointing. I wish she would it's just disappointing. It makes me sad. I'm all for people having their own opinion and all of this. And then she said she wanted to do her own research about the vaccine, as if we don't have a government agency who spends $6 billion a year researching. Nicki Minaj, I think you're smart. I think you're great. I don't think you're going to be doing any groundbreaking research this long after it. And also, where have you been doing it's been half a year with the vaccine being out. What are we doing here? Anyways, that's my long-winded, oh, God, I was not expecting a Nicki Minaj rant, let alone today. But yeah, that's my opinion. It's very disappointing. Are we ready?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi.
Okay, well, leaving a voicemail feels so fancy. Ooh, anyway, fancy. So you were talking about your notes app.
My notes app?
One of your recent podcasts.
Fuck.
And I know that I personally have a lot of really... weird, personal, and just, odd things in my notes app. So I was wondering if you would expose a couple of your notes. And also,
what the fuck are
I love
doing
you.
Here? I love you.
I think that you're amazing.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all. Bye.
Oh, bye. Thank you. So nice. Let's see. Oh, shit. Oh, no. I have, my funeral one. That's always being built upon. I have one. Oh, that's just a 5-minute crafts. One of the videos I did. I have one called Dog Crate. 28.5, 46 3/4, 30.5. End scene. Let's see. I have, this one's called Ant Traps. Day to Night Lights. 60-inch shelf. I don't think you guys, I think you guys are just wild. Yeah, my notes app just is like, I need to write this down. It's like when I'm going to like the store and I need to remember dimensions, I just type it in and then I never look at it again.
Is
I don't
there anything juicy in there? Like a dream or?
Oh my God. I have like a 9-paragraph rant about COVID. May 31st. Wait, I was vaccinated by then. Oh, here's one. Chris Clemens quarantine thoughts. This is going to be good. First one. It's really annoying to be a human. Like the flossing. At least if I were a zebra or something and my tooth got gross and fell out, I would be like, yeah, well, that's being a zebra. That is verbatim, by the way. What this is. Ugh, I want to go wig shopping, but there's a but there's a fucking pandemic. I can't say the last one out loud. That one is like cancelable. It was just I honestly was clearly on edibles. This one says, oh my God, this is like in all lower caps on my Ariana Grande shit. I feel so intimidated to post on social media, which is hilariously stupid within itself, but I'm so tired of sitting at this page right before posting an Instagram and thinking, is this funny enough? Or will people... Oh, this is just sad. We're not going to keep reading that one. I have the, like, at-home car wash people. I have their names. I'm not going to read them, but so I could remember who to ask for every time because I thought they did a great job. Oh my God, wait. I have something called podcast rants.
Uh-oh.
Egg, Tide Pods, Blue Gold Dress, People W.
Egg?
This is from January 22nd, 2019. Oh my God, this is pre-pandemic? That's so dark. That's a different lifetime. Oh my God. And then I just have like a bunch of like really stupid. This isn't exciting. Like, I don't think anybody's getting what they thought they were getting. It's, I'm a very boring person.
What was your rant about eggs?
I don't know.
Like, what problem do you have with eggs?
Bitch, that was like fucking 2 years ago. I can barely remember last week.
So you're on better terms?
I guess. I mean, I didn't even know I was on bad terms. Like, I wish I had something more embarrassing than, like, being just a fucking bore.
I liked the zebra thing.
That was...
Yeah, I know. I liked the zebra thing, too, but the fuck? Like, what was that?
I like how you said, my tooth got gross.
Well, oh, my God. Do you know when your teeth get fuzzy?
What do you mean fuzzy?
What do you not mean fuzzy?
He doesn't brush his teeth. He doesn't know.
Yeah. He's just used to the fuzz feeling. Aww.
Wait, what do you mean fuzzy?
Like, you... Like, do you ever not brush your teeth one night and then you wake up and you go, and that your teeth feel like there's a layer of fuzz?
I guess
like furry?
I don't think I would describe it like, what? Like hair, like hairy, though.
That's the same thing!
No. I'm saying I don't think I would describe it as if it was like hairy.
Oh my God, whatever. Anyways, I feel like then when that happens, it like makes the crack in your teeth, like all the gaps in your teeth, less noticeable. So it feels like one giant super tooth. Anyways, this is like literally what goes on in my brain. I think about that. I've had that thought like 3 times this week.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't.
Big tooth?
Well, just like a super tooth, like when you don't brush your teeth. Shut up. Let's next. I mean, what are we doing here?
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
My name is Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
I love your podcast.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering if you had any weird jobs that you wanted to do when you were little.
What?
I always had a dream job of standing in the drive-thru window and punching down the little bubbles on the tops of soda, whether someone got diet, soda, I literally wanted to stand in the window, press down the button, and hand out the drink to everyone.
Oh my God.
What was your weird dream job when you were a kid? Let me know. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye. That is the most wholesome, cutest shit I've ever fucking heard. That's the kind of world I want to live in, okay? Where we have enough jobs and like shit where there is just a lid pusher. Oh, that's the cutest fucking thing. And that's the last person who, then you're, I'm obsessed. When I was younger, I wanted to be, I wanted to work at a zoo, but I only wanted to work in the lizard cages because I was a weird lizard kid. I wanted to work at Friendly's because Friendly's oh my God, runs so deep in my family. It's almost as deep as the mental illness. I wanted to work at Friendly's. What jobs did I want? Like, I don't know. I was like 8. I really was like, bitch, I'm not employed. Let's ride this as long as it goes. Yeah, I guess those are the two that I can like remember. I was convinced I would be like a tennis player, but that was like a little later. And then I was like, maybe you won't. Yeah, I don't have anything as close and specific as that. Like, that is, I mean, you can't even top that either. That's so cute. Like, holy shit. That's what I love is when, like, your guys' responses or submissions or any of that is wholesome. It's like, I don't think any of us were expecting that. And it's just, like, the most rewarding thing ever. Anyways, do we have one more?
Do you want to do one more? Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. What's the every time I do one more, it always.
Christopher, hello. My name is Hannah. Oh my God. Hi, I have a question for you. It's very important. I saw that you posted last night from the VMAs that Megan Fox is your queen. Well, I would do anything for Machine Gun Kelly. So, how do you feel about
tag teaming?
Me and you forming some sort of plan so that you can get Megan and I'll get Machine Gun Kelly and then. We can just be happy.
Because
I would do anything for him, and I see you do anything for Megan, and I think they'd be happier with us than with each other.
I'm obsessed with this.
I need you to want to do this plan with me, so please let me know.
I'm
ready to do it right now. I'm ready.
I'm in.
I'll run up the door right now.
Oh my God, I'm in.
Do it. I'll run.
It's still going. I'm in. Okay. Whenever people address me as Christopher with no salutation, it's never a good thing. So I was a little on edge for that one. I'm so in. I am so motherfucking in. I don't have any. Yeah, like I formally accept. Thank you. Oh my God. I thought that was going to be like, you posted something. Christopher, you posted something. I'm like, oh, fuck. What did I do now? Oh, that was a cute one to end on. Partners in crime. Fun. I guess it's not crime. It's like fight. Chris.
Manipulation.
Ooh.
Partners in manipulation. I don't know.
That's how Sam courts men.
I didn't say that. I'm off the hook for once. Is that all the calls?
That is. I didn't include the ones that just were all about demons that I text you about.
Yeah. Okay. I heard that someone called 13 times about... Should we even be mentioning this? Please don't do anything to me, okay? I'm already being haunted by enough of my own demons. I don't need any more... What?
Well, I have another voicemail that it asks a similar question that the scary ones did, but is less scary. I don't know if that made sense. I think I should just play it.
It doesn't seem like I have a choice now, so hit it. Here's a bonus question.
Hey, Chris. So I've been watching the podcast for a while, and I finally thought of a question I wanted to ask you.
Oh, my God, yes.
What do you think is going to happen after we die? Do you think, there's an afterlife?
Stop. Nope, cut. Thank you so much for that question. I used to stay awake at night, every night, for like years, sobbing about this. I would go to my mom and be like, Mom, when we die, is it just dark? And we're like, when your eyes are closed, like you're aware that it's dark. Like, it freaks me the fuck out. Like, it freaks me the fuck out. I can't go there. Thank you so much for the hot box. Oh, also, feel free to call in about previous episodes and, like, we can have an ongoing discussion. I think that's so fun and very Wendy Williams of us, I feel. I don't watch Wendy Williams except the highlight clips when I'm highlighted. But, yeah, call in to 310-844-6459 if you want to get in on the good times. I guess it's not really a good time for me. I'm on edge the whole time. Oh, hello. It's just me, sitting on a couch, wanting to thank another sponsor of this episode, which is Feels. If you don't know, Feels is a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. I've talked a lot about CBD as I am an avid user and supporter of it, but CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness, and there's no hangover or addiction. With Feels, all you do is place a few drops of their CBD oil under your tongue and you feel the difference within minutes. And honestly, that is like the most accurate statement. I took some for bed and not only did I get the best night's sleep, but like I felt instant like relief from like I think a lot at night and it was like all the voices went to bed. And then I did. And it was so hot. Now, if you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you can find your perfect dose. And the Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. It's amazing. So if you want to start feeling better with Feels, become a member today by going to feels.com/unhinged and you will get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes self-care easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause and cancel at any time. And once again, it comes to your door. Are you kidding me? So yeah, once again, that is Feels, feals.com/unhinged, and become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/unhinged. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast once again, and get your feel on, girl.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Oh my God, but now it's time for the rant. Today's rant is almost a rave. Isn't that cute? It's about my mom. Oh, if you're new here, we have a timer. This is like the first, you would think this is the first podcast episode I've recorded. It is a nightmare. But we have a timer for 4 minutes and 20 seconds. So today's rant, like I said, is a rave about my mom. We just spent like 10 days in Italy together. And to a lot of people, I think that that sounds like hell, but to me, I feel so lucky that I was able to spend that time with her and like also get to celebrate like such a big birthday with her, because I'm never with her on her birthday. And it's just wild, because like when you're younger, your parents, I feel like, are so like your enemy. Like, you know, you always see them, they're always the bearer of bad news. You always think that they're like the fun sucker, like fun sucker. I always say sun fucker. And so like instead of fun sucker, I say sun fucker. And so every time I say it, I have to like think about what I just said, because I think I said sun fucker. Anyways, my mom is gross. Oh my God. Ugh. But it was really like cool. I love getting older in this regard, because now my mom is obviously my mom still, but like she's really just like a friend at this point, and friend zone my mom. But oh my God, is that the title? Friend zoning my mom. Ew. But no, it's really cool getting older. And my mom was never the mom that's like, I'm your friend. You know, like growing up, she's like, I'm your mom. Bow down, bitch. But yeah, now we're friends, and just being able to travel with her was so fun. And even just the dynamic we have, it wasn't always like a walk in the park. Like, I'm a very difficult traveler. Like, I just get like a lot of anxiety with like airports, airplanes, that whole thing. And then add in like bitches wearing masks or lack thereof. It just is a lot. So I like would end up like snapping at my mom, be like, stop, like, duh. And then it's really cool to be able to like 10 seconds later just be like, hey, I overreacted. Like, that was just silly. I misguided my anger. And she's like, okay, no worries. And it's just, I don't know, it's so fun. Like, I feel lucky, because I know a lot of people don't have this with their parents, or like don't have it with their mom. I don't have it with my dad. I don't even have a dad. So I do feel you on that end. But yeah, it was just fun to, I don't know. And also just, she was also very serious about the pandemic. And so I think it was just cool to watch both of us kind of come out of our shell a little bit and just remember what life is worth living for, baby. No, we played this game called Five Crowns, which if you don't know this game, you have to. Oh my God, it's so fun. But my mom whooped my ass in that game constantly. And she was like, sorry. The fuck? I don't know. This was like a dumb rant.
What is that game?
It's like a card game that has cards, two through king. No, three through king. There's no two or ace. And there's 13 rounds, and each round, I don't know, fucking Google it. No, it's it's not a drinking game. Although you would have thought with the amount of alcohol we both drank that it was. No, but this was dumb, but I'm really grateful. I don't know. The trip that I took was very refreshing, and I just to be able to do it with my mom and celebrate her birthday with her and all of that. It was really special. So that's the end of the rant, and I still have 45 seconds to go. Mwah. Yeah, that feels good. That was like wholesome and nice. Look at this episode. Wait, no, never mind. Now we're going to move on to the shout out of this episode. And I like the idea of it being a mom theme because, once again, I really am just so grateful for my mom and just the relationship that we have. That I wanted to shout out Helping Hands for Single Moms, which provides scholarships, financial assistance, and all-around support to low-income single moms pursuing college degrees while raising children. This nonprofit also goes way beyond financial aid by helping to reconcile everyday costs, from assisting with car repairs to children's textbook purchases and professional counseling and offering monthly support groups. As always, the link for these will be in the description of the episode. I just thought that this was, again, a great tie-in to what I feel so grateful for. And I mean, my mom is one of like the hardest working, selfless people that I know. And I know that there's a lot of moms like her out there who need the help and support. And so go donate if you have the means to Helping Hands for Single Moms. The link will be in the description. And oh my God, now it's time for the main enchilada. Yeah, I don't know what that was, but we're playing a game that, how do I even like describe this? The producers put together a bunch of shows and movies that are on streaming, and I have to like pick a sponsor that sponsored that project. So like, you know, in the way, like, what's an example of this that's real? Like, oh, it's like watching a music video and then there's like Beats headphones in it. It's like, what would be that brand that's supporting the movie in a sponsored way? Anyways, Chris, once again, why do you have a podcast that requires talking? No idea. But here we are, 13 episodes later. All right, first up, we have the iCarly
Robot.
This is why we got rid of the free-for-all, guys. Now, we have the iCarly reboot. And what the fuck would I have sponsor this? So that's like the vibe of this? I mean, like, I know.
Or like product placement.
Yeah, is it like product placement or? I feel like a coffin company should, because this should just stay in the fucking grave. Did you guys see the trailer? I don't need to watch. What's her name? Megan.
Miranda.
The way I almost just said Miranda sings with my whole heart. I'm sorry. Like Miranda Cosgrove cussing is just like, that's not the problem. But like I get it, because like if iCarly was like squeaky clean and they're all adults, I'd be like, this is off-putting. But it turns out it's just as off-putting watching them say like shit unnecessarily. So yeah, I would say a coffin company. I don't know of any, but I'm sure there's some out there that are looking to sponsor. Next up, we have Ted Lasso. I have been meaning to watch this show. It's what, season three now? Season two?
Season two. It got renewed for... sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, speak up. Come on. Be like Nicki Minaj on Twitter about the vaccine. I mean, not like that, but spirit... Yeah, shut up, Chris.
So it's on season two, and it got renewed for season three and season two at once by Apple last year. So.
Oh, okay. Got it. So, okay, so there's one more guaranteed season. What is it about? It's like... Jason Sudeikis goes and that's all I know.
He goes to coach. Oh, sorry. Oh,
no. You guys almost kissed, honestly. Let's keep it professional. Keep it professional.
So it's Jason Sudeikis goes to London to coach English football when he's been a American college football coach.
Oh, so it's like a culture difference.
Yeah, and it's like very heartwarming, like almost like too sweet.
Oh, it's too sweet?
I mean, I don't want to give my review of it.
I'm like, come on, no, Ebert and Roper, let's go.
I love it, but that's like the that sort of.
So it's like a wholesome. Is it yeah, okay? Wholesome. So it's like a comedy wholesome culture barrier.
Yeah.
What the fuck could sponsor this? Like Rosetta Stone, so he could fucking maybe learn something. Really? I'm sorry. Is he dumb in the show? Like,
no.
What is?
No.
Why does he not know that American football is not this? Like, no, I know that.
He knows he's hired to coach English football. He is deliberately hired by the owner of the team because she wants to ruin the team because she got divorced from the guy who originally owned it.
See, this is already too complicated. So maybe I'm the one who needs Rosetta Stone. And I guess I should also figure out what Rosetta Stone is because I don't think it applies to this scenario. It's like a foreign language.
English.
Well, this is going great. oh my God, I actually know this show and I love it. Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek. Honestly, I don't think it needs to be sponsored by anything. It was a perfect show. Oh my God, BetterHelp. Everybody is mentally ill on that show. Like the characters. I don't know the status of the actual actors. BetterHelp would have been a great little resource for that. Moira, straight up unhinged. She should have a podcast called Unhinged. Oh, God. Okay, this is going to get me into so much shit. Next up, we have Euphoria, and I've never seen Euphoria. But I'm going to say Passages Malibu. From what I know about it, should sponsor this show. I mean, I think a sponsor could sponsor the show. It's like they just, it's like a lot of drugs. Okay. Is any of it like problematic drugs? It like is Passages. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an appropriate.
That's perfect. Yeah, like, oh. The product placement of, yeah.
Oh, my. The product placement of the campus.
Like someone having to go there and then, you know.
Yeah. No, I think, okay. Look at me go. I honestly thought this would be a bigger train wreck than it is. Currently, so I'm doing great. WandaVision, another one I didn't see. I wanted to. It looked cool. And what is that about?
So WandaVision is centered.
Have you all seen all of these? Oh, okay. The fact that you guys are giving such quick synopses of these things, I'm like, oh shit, I feel really stupid.
I'm just a really big Marvel person, so.
Oh, okay. That yeah, I could not care less.
Yeah, so WandaVision is centered around Scarlet Witch and Vision, and it's basically like.
Vision's a person.
Vision is an android.
But that's a character.
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. Oh dear. Maybe the Rosetta Stone for this one.
Yeah. So it's just basically like taking on classics and. Sitcoms and adding Marvel and magic to them.
Ooh. I'm gonna have this one sponsored by Glad. Throw it the fuck out. No, I know a lot of people liked it. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna get so much shit for this. I just based off of that, that sounds I'm kind of glad I didn't get into it. No offense. Yeah, that was a burp. I should be. Oh my God. Speaking of, my trip to Italy should have been sponsored by Lactaid. I mean, I was taking that shit like it was oxygen. The amount of dairy, I was like, I guess I'll have a heaping pile of Parmesan cheese on my pasta. And then I would whip out 2 Lactaid. And then I had a waiter ask me what it was because he thought I was taking like drugs. I was like, sir, this is in like a perforated container. Like, drugs could never. WandaVision. Do you have a sponsor? As having watched it, what would you say is the sponsor? Like, what would be a good brand to sponsor WandaVision?
Like, a dishes brand or something?
A dishes?
Because it's like...
Dish on why?
Because it's like kind of 60s, 70s, 80s, like sitcom, Desperate Housewives.
It's also magical.
It's also magical, so...
I would say J.K. Rowling, but let's not involve that bitch in anything else. I'm gonna stick with Glad. I think I'm good. The Crown on Netflix. Okay, I have seen seasons 3 and 4. I watched them in first season 4 and then season 3. I don't watch TV shows in normal orders. It's really alarming. I would say that I have 2 sponsors for this one. The Crown is so major, they're getting 2 sponsors. One, 23andMe. These bitches needed to learn their heritage because they're all hooking up with their family members, and it's disgusting. If you look at it, they're all related. They're all related. They are all related, which explains why they all look like that. Oh my God, it blows my mind that we as a society don't talk about this enough.
They're a bunch of fun suckers.
No, yeah, that understatement of the fucking year. He's saying sun fuckers because they fuck their... Oh, my God, I thought you understood... Oh, my... Maybe your microphone is getting redacted. Every episode, someone's losing a microphone, and today it's you. And then the second one would be Durex, so that these bitches could wear a condom and stop inbreeding. Those are my two sponsors for the crown. High School Musical, the musical, the series. I'm going to say that they should be sponsored by Webster Marion because the title alone makes no fucking sense. High School Musical, the musical, the series. That, since its, like, conceivement, has pissed me the fuck off, for real. Like, oh my God, that's exactly what that title sounds. If anybody spoke a sentence like this, you would be like, what? This just shows that Disney does not care what they are putting out. Oh, I have to come up with a, oh, no, Merriam-Webster. I am really on one today. This sparked a fire I did not expect. The D'Amelio Show on Hulu. I have not seen this one. I have only seen one clip of one of them, like, sobbing. And I was like, okay, so maybe I won't watch this on edibles. If this had to be sponsored by a brand, like TikTok, honestly, but that's so stupid because it probably is. What? Has anybody seen this show?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. Like, that's going to happen.
I've only seen the Smokey Glow recap of it.
Oh, my God. Have we talked about how much we love Smokey Glow? Okay, yes. That's what I thought. But, you know, depression, I've learned, causes memory loss. So, oopsies. The D'Amelio Show, I would have be sponsored by, oh, Penn and Teller. I'd love to watch them disappear. That is just there no shade. I mean, I guess that's like literally saying no shade as you're sitting under a tree, but like everybody talks about industry plans and I'm like, I don't think I know what that term means, but the D'Amelios, what are we doing here? I'm not going to go too hard because I already saw them crying. Next up, we have Handmaid's Tale, and I'm going to sponsor this one by Trump Hotels. Watch what happens soon. Yeah, I mean, Handmaid's Tale. This is turning out to be really difficult. I should have, like, studied a list of brands or something. Anybody?
It could also be, like, a figure, maybe.
A figure?
Like a
person, like a celebrity?
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale, sponsored by Tom Cruise. Honestly? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too far off on. I could see Tom Cruise sponsoring Handmaid's Tale, his weird cult shit. Is Scientology going to show up to this building?
Oh, no.
Fingers crossed. Stay tuned for the Scientology episode. Oh, my God, and I'm wearing, like, the color of their build. Did I just get chills? 100%. God, how many do we still have? Oh my God, we so many. Tiger King. Isn't that crazy how long ago Tiger King was a thing? Oh my God, that was at the beginning of the pandemic. I thought that was like, it was like, the pandemic could be fun. It could be cute. Tiger King, I'm going to be have sponsored by Taylor Swift. I don't know why she gives me Carole Baskin vibes. I don't know if it's all the flowers and blonde hair. Oh wait, but Carole Baskin is like maybe killed her husband. yeah, I don't. If I had to pick a brand, oh, PETA. PETA feels like a great one. Oh wait, no, PETA would like be against this. How does this game work? Clearly, this fucking idiot is running out of steam. Oh my God, Tiger King should be sponsored by Tampax. There is so much pussy. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? A little Tampax sign on one of the enclosements? I love it. That's final answer. All right, next up we have White Lotus. And I have actually watched White Lotus as it came out. Shocking. I know there's not many shows I can actually say that about. White Lotus, what would I have? That elephant game. Oh my God. Instead of Jennifer Coolidge going into the middle ocean, throwing her ashes. Oh my God. Can you imagine? She's on a canoe and plugs that bitch in and boom. I'm obsessed. Oh my God. Wow. Television and movies would be so much different if I were on the writing teams. They would be so different. It'd be like WandaVision. I don't know what that means. I really said that and I was met with so much silence that I was like, what did I just say? And I was like, oh yeah, it made no sense. Yeah. Cool.
Is this a show you think you'll hate?
Yeah, you're bringing up an interesting point. Next up, we have Succession. What is that?
Succession. What?
No, I know it's fucking called Succession, but what is Succession?
HBO, let's see. It's the Roy family.
The Roy?
Now I lost it. Roy. Is known for controlling the biggest media and entertainment company in the world. However, their world changes when their father steps down from the company.
Drama.
Do you even...
Know of it? Clearly not. I mean, what are we trying to do here? I'm stupid. Is that what you wanted? Is that the soundbite? Do we have it? Can I go home? What the fuck? Do you know fucking anything, Chris? Do you? I don't think you fucking do. You really don't know? I mean, I'm on my hands and fucking knees. Like, please, spare me. I'm going to say Succession based off of that should be sponsored by... I feel like it would be sponsored by, like, Awesomeness TV. It was, like, this huge company that just was shoved down all of our fucking throats, and now it's, like, where is it? Where it belongs. Out of sight, out of mind. Next up, 9 Perfect Strangers. I've seen the poster for this. Have no idea what it's about. Let me guess. 9 Perfect Strangers. No, that was, like, a question. Like, what is it about? Because I don't know.
This is the Nicole Kidman one.
Yes, I know she's in it, which is like maybe the only reason I want to watch it.
And I've heard people compare it to like the poor man's White Lotus.
I've also heard that. Oh my God, I've also heard that. Now I'm like, what the fuck is this show? I heard it's the worst version of White Lotus.
But yeah, it's 9 Perfect Strangers takes place at a boutique health and wellness resort that promises healing and transformation as 9 stressed city dwellers try to get on a path to a better way of living. And it's a retreat where Nicole Kidman runs it, and she's on a mission to reinvigorate their tired minds and bodies. Oh. However, these 9 perfect strangers have no idea what's about to hit them.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to say that 9 perfect strangers should be sponsored by, like, poppers. Seems like they could all use a good time.
It'll really loosen you up.
Yeah, or like sponsored by White Lotus, because it literally just sounds like White Lotus. But like if it was only taking place in the spa. That's what that's about?
No, it's Nicole Kidman. Yeah, she runs the wellness resort. And well, I don't know if I watched some, but I don't want to give a spoiler. I mean, can I?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Why can't she?
They said no.
Yeah, that's Jake. You don't need to listen to him. I never do.
Well, she may or may not be drugging the...
Oh, my God. I want to go. Where is this? Clearly, the weed isn't working anymore. Next up, we have He's All That. Is this the... yeah, this is the Addison Rae movie, isn't it? This one I'm going to have sponsored by Miralax because it irritates the shit out of me that she has a fucking Netflix movie. That's a laxative, right? Miralax?
Or like X-Lax. Or is Miralax?
Yeah.
I would hope it's a fucking laxative if it's called Miralax. Oh my God, is it like a miracle laxative? Is that the name?
Yeah, no.
Gentle relief from constipation. Miralax.
Oh my God, yeah. He's all that. He's all Miralax. Yeah, that's my final answer. I've seen so many clips on TikTok where the thing where she's handing out the pieces of paper, but she's not actually handing anything. She's like handing out flyers. Oh, yeah. And then it does like a close-up on her and she's like... I'm like, hello? Like, how much money was spent on that movie and she couldn't pass out real papers? Anyways. Oh, my God. Next up, we have... Oh, is this the last one? This is the last one. We have Cinderella on Amazon. And this one is going to be sponsored by the brand Slip, who makes those eye masks, because I don't want to watch this. Actually, funny enough, I have plans tonight to watch this on a bunch of edibles. So that's who it's sponsored by. Well, I guess it's literally sponsored by Amazon, but it's going to be sponsored by my edibles. I just think it looks so bad, and I cannot stand Camila Cabello. I don't get it. I'm getting a thumbs up. Wow. Okay, so that's like a... I mean, the thumbs up is still there. Wow. Okay, I am not alone in this despisal. Moving on. Next, that was that. Did we have fun? What would you sponsor these shows and movies? I mean, this is like a train wreck of an episode, guys. This Wellbutrin is not working. I was supposed to be much more focused. All right, now this is the portion where... you need to stop line driving this bitch into my shit. That was terrifying.
I'm here with some secrets.
I was just about to say it was almost comforting not having that sound effect really loud. I could like almost hear it in the distance, and I was like, oh, fuck. This is the portion of the episode where you guys can submit secrets through a link that we also have in the description of each episode. But these are secrets that you have never shared with anybody, that they stay anonymous. You don't have to worry about it. But I went on the Unhinged Instagram as well as my own and asked you guys to make these travel related, because I did just get back from Italy. And I was like, wait, I was there with my mom, so I couldn't really get up to crazy shit. But I feel like, based off of every submission ever to this podcast episode, y'all have some stories about traveling. So let's get into them. I took a Costa Rica. I was like, let's start with the longest one. Turns out, bad decision. I took a trip to Costa Rica in 2017 with my family, and on the last day, an hour before we were about to leave to the airport from our Airbnb, the sink clogged up. Nobody knew why, and everyone tried to unclog it, but still no luck. And my family still had to get ready and brush their teeth, so they had to do it on top of the dirty and cloudy water. However, what I didn't tell anyone is that I had accidentally thrown up in the sink before everybody woke up. Like, my body didn't even give me a heads up or a notice so I can throw up in the sink. What? I tried my best to get as much stuff out from the sink, but I guess it got stuck at the bottom of the pipe, and which is the reason why nobody was able to unclog it. My family still doesn't know this about, and it's been almost 5 years. I thought that was going to be filled with a lot more. That was like tame. I'm like relieved. I thought it was going to be like cum or something. This giant paragraph, I was like expecting juicier, not barfier. But that's fun, though, that your family doesn't know. And I guess, I mean, that's a pretty specific story. It sounds like they will know if any of them also listen in to this podcast. Next up, I lied to my parents and told them I was staying at a friend's house working on a project for school. But actually, I went to Canada without them knowing so I could go to a concert. And they still don't know to this day that I went to a whole ass other country. What? What? I'm pretty sure my mom, like, had my passport. Like, what? I was too afraid as a kid to pull any of that kind of shit. That, like, I'm so jealous hearing about that.
How old was that person?
I mean, they were working on a school project and still living in the same roof, so definitely under 18. That's crazy. Like, I want to be a kid again just so I can, like, do shit like this and, like, have an affair with my teacher. Like, I mean, I guess I... No, anyway. I don't know why I just decided to open a fucking loopy bar. I'm hungry. Shut up. So last year, when I lived in Sweden, my ex and I traveled to a different city that was 3 hours away, and I was 17 and he was 21. And I told my dad I was going with my friend. He never met my ex. The duration of our two-year relationship, it's been almost a year, and he still doesn't know, but I know he would be pissed. I mean, yeah, you're 17 doing an Eat, Pray, Love tour all over Europe with a 21-year-old that no one in your life has met. That adds up. All you people are, like, so crazy. And I'm just, like, sitting here eating and drinking, like, food. This episode is so bad today. I think I should come on edibles next time and just see what happens. I feel like it would be much more coherent than those. When I was 23, I visited my sister in San Francisco and ended up fucking her boss in the Salesforce company bathroom. Shh. I'm obsessed with this. Oh my God, I love that. Talk about keeping it in the family. Oh fuck, one just fell to the floor. Oh wow, this could have like easily been submitted by me. I've stolen at least $200 worth of matcha from my work because I'm not paid enough not to steal from them. I'm not going to say anything on that because I feel like I could be criminalized as well if I support that. But don't steal. Last up, I went to Nashville with my ex and did way too many drugs. Long story short, I did LSD in the mall and got lost in Sephora for 2 hours. Just girly things. I was expecting these to be like honestly crazier. These all just sound like what I did at a Justin Bieber concert. Like, I mean, the Canada one was fully batshit crazy. Like, how? So did you like fly? This is why I wish we could put phone numbers. And could we put phone numbers and then get like a voice changer for these people? Like, so that.
Oh, make him sound like a monster.
Yeah, like. Like, I need questions. Yeah. I need answers to this shit. Like, I want to know what state they lived in. Because if Canada was like a 10-minute drive across the border, that's not impressive. But if like this homie lived in like the bottom tip of like Texas or like better yet, Hawaii. Oh, my God. Delicious. I want like that's the info I want to know.
You could tell listeners now to send their phone number with their secret and to send us.
And also develop an accent. yeah, maybe we'll figure that out. I don't know. Stay tuned. But yeah, that was all the secrets. Feel free to submit your own again and stay tuned on the Instagrams what the topic is. But that was the episode. Did we have fun or are we all just very confused? Because honestly, it's kind of both for me. Let me know. make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the video portion on youtube.com/Chris. And make sure to review and rate this as well as share it with your friends, your neighbor, your fucking teacher. I don't care. But not a cop. Not the vibe we're having here. Mostly because I've already shot out cops so many times in just 13 episodes. Thank you. I'm going to go eat my loopy bar now. But, or maybe the loopy bar is going to eat me. I guess we'll find it out. Bye.